Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As you know, I was determined to make my gift this year a little more meaningful. And after a great deal of effort, I believe I have. My gift does not come from some fancy store, all wrapped in glittery paper. My gift comes from my heart. Tonight, I intend to sit each one of you down and tell you in my own words exactly how much you mean to me.
That's it? Yeah. That's the cheapest thing I've ever heard. Are you out of your mind?
Or I could get someone over to give us all massages.
Oh, great!
Well, then,
hey, man.
Hey. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
It'd be almost time for Christmas. It was the time for the Hamburger James story.
What a joke.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
Yesterday was your birthday, Charlie.
Oh, today's my birthday.
Yesterday was your birthday.
I'm celebrating my birthday today.
Charlie.
Hey,
Charlie. Hold on. Charlie. Huh? Into the microphone.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Got to talk into the mic.
I'm not the thing off the microphone, Don.
Charlie.
I knocked the thing off.
You got to give it some space, Charlie.
Here it is.
How old is he now, Robbie?
There it is, Charlie.
Look, it's...
Now, Charlie, do you remember the date of your birth?
No.
Come on, try.
No, come on, you try.
December 13th.
You try, Rob.
Come on, Rob, you're the one that
you
made it
try,
up.
You try, Rob.
Didn't make it up.
Spiewak.
It's on your birth certificate.
Hi, Charlie, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
Your friend Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Happy Crimble, Merry Crimble, Crimble, Crimble.
It's lucky, Charlie, that I wrote down the date because the birth certificate was lost in the orphanage
That's
fire.
Right. An old letter writer who had recorded it also.
December 13th, 1940.
I'm 68.
67.
Huh?
What?
Don't do that to me.
67.
Huh?
What?
Who wants to hear a story?
You got the Hamburger James story.
Right here, Charlie.
It's my birthday yesterday.
Yeah, you were 67.
Happy it's birthday. A birthday. Charlie's celebrating a birthday.
What'd you do?
I'd like to say happy Crimble. That's like the Beatles.
Yeah.
I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everyone and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Did you get any birthday presents?
No.
Nothing from your brother?
What? Nothing. He can't buy.
I know.
He's in a wheelchair.
Thought maybe on the internet.
He can't buy gifts.
He can't use the internet.
He can't feed himself. How can you expect him to get me gifts?
He's a paraplegic, right?
Really? He's a everything plegic.
Wow.
No, man, he can't do...
Matthew?
He can't do dick.
Charlie.
Can you say that on the radio?
Sure.
You can, yeah.
He can't do dick.
What did,
he can't.
What
did, Matthew what, can't do squat.
What'd you do for your birthday, Charlie?
I went out. Myself.
Where'd you go? Good guys?
No, I didn't do that. I went out.
You didn't set anybody on fire this time, did you?
Don't tell. That's a good joke. You told me that joke a couple of months ago.
Yes.
No, I went out to a local Tony's. Just the local Tony's.
Tony's?
Tony's. Tony's.
Tony's.
Tony's pizza. Pizza.
Oh, Tony's pizza.
Oh,
Tony's
that's my favorite birthday food. He gave me one large, and then he threw in a medium for free because it was my birthday.
Nice.
And then I went to B&R and had Rocky Road
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, and then I went home and I worked all night like I've been doing the last 3 months.
Working. What have you been working on?
I'm making meth. I'm making crystal meth.
That's dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous, but it's so much money. I might even be able to buy a new car by the spring.
Are you good at it?
I'm fantastic at it. I can carry boxes with all the chemicals. Sometimes it takes two people to carry them. I carry two boxes at once, and I bring them all up. And I don't worry if there's a fire or nothing, because I'll heal. That's the way it normally works, Don. Right.
I'm
making crystal meth, the finest in the land.
I remember that one time you cut off your finger and it just grew right back.
Right away. During the show. Not right away. It didn't just pop out, but it grows back.
It was very
kind of slow-like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're like the Terminator.
I am like the Terminator. Arnold! Arnold! Arnold!
Well, hey, listen. Let me be a client.
Uh-huh.
And you be the dealer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So do I. First off, How do I know, Charlie?
Ideal to wholesalers.
Oh, you don't read that.
Wholesalers. I don't deal with like the guys that sell it on the street. I deal with big purchases. All right, big tons of it.
I'm a big guy from a cartel.
Okay.
I just want to buy a boatload of meth.
How much you want?
A kilo.
A kilo?
A kilo of meth. Mm.
Just made about 10. I got 10 kilos. Got 10 kilos. Keeping them in my garage of my townhouse in Hyattsville, Maryland.
How much is a kilo?
A quarter.
Quarter of what?
Quarter. A quarter.
25
a quarter.
Cents?
Like a quarter change that you use. Silly. It's a quarter. 25 cents.
Okay, so.
25 cents a kilo. I give you four for a dollar. I'll give you five for a dollar. Because that's the way I'm feeling.
That's the deal, Charlie.
That's my meth.
It's Christmas.
Charlie's crystal meth. And it's got a Charlie on it. C-H-A-R-L-Y. Charlie's meth, ready and willing.
How do you buy?
I don't. The guy told me that started me in the business.
Yeah.
He said, Charlie, whatever you do, and I do this.
Yes.
Whatever you do, don't mess with the merchandise. Like, don't take it.
Oh.
Don't eat it, don't
right.
smoke it, don't shoot it.
Right.
I don't go near that stuff.
Good.
Because it's bad for you. It makes your teeth all rotten. It gives you wrinkles. It makes you stupid. It makes you real stupid. The stupid fresh thing.
You don't want
your
that.
Your ears to the nasty. The nasty I have today's ears. Forecast for you. Hot. I love this show. I really do. I love all the different stuff you play. Hello, Robert.
Robert the Mailman.
Look at the hat he's got on.
Now, does Robert the Mailman do crystal meth?
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah, but he doesn't do it. He doesn't buy it from me because I only deal with
wholesalers.
Wholesalers distribute my meth for a quarter a kilo.
Wow.
How do you stay in business with those prices?
Because it's the chemicals are inexpensive. I make, on a good week, I make $30. $30. That's working though.
Pure profit.
Yeah, all profit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all profit. I'm raking it in.
How do you manage to go to the CVS and or the Duane Reade, whatever it is, and buy mass quantities of?
That's the key.
Is it Sudafed?
That's the key. You know how I do it?
How?
Matthew, my brother.
Oh.
How?
Matthew, my brother is very, very sick, and they buy it everywhere. I can go. I said, I need more. He's not going to be able to breathe.
But he's a paraplegic.
And they give me Sudafed, tons of it. Wow. Buckets of it.
But he's a paraplegic.
Yeah, but he can't. But I say he can't breathe. He can't talk or move or anything. So I say, he can't breathe. Need more of the stuff. Need more cold medicine. They just pile it on. They don't think I'm making meth. It's the scam of scams.
Where do you get the capital?
Where do I get the capital? What's capital?
The money. Who supplied you with the money when you started this business?
The guy. The guy. I don't know what his name is.
A guy.
Can you describe
Mr.
Him?
Man. Huh?
He's
short. He's bald. He wears a plaid shirt with suspenders. And he smells a little bit.
Sounds like Alan Goodman to me.
What?
Nothing.
Is Alan Goodman your guy?
No.
Does he have
No, he's not, Don.
Does he have
No,
a
he's not.
Does he have
No.
A, does he
no,
have a,
no, no.
Does he have a
No,
twin?
No, no. Don't make me. He said if the name got on the show, I'd be in trouble.
Is this?
Oh, I blew it now.
Is this your contact?
Oh,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Oh, no.
I made it out.
No,
of
it's
clay.
Not.
And when it's dry
Turn
and ready,
off.
Then dreidel I will
Turn
play.
It off.
That's Alan Goodman.
No, he.
Words, but neither do
Don.
You.
You're getting meth from Alan Goodman.
Don, you're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me in trouble. Please don't talk like that. Please, 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 please. You get me in trouble, and he's going to yell. He's going to get Charlie, you retard. Look what you did. Please don't do that to me, for the love of God.
Weren't you his mule?
Nah! Rupert!
Weren't you his mule for a lot of years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would go to, what's that country? It's not California.
Canada?
It's not. No, Canada's not a country.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
God. It's not
Starts
California.
Starts with a C, doesn't it, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Costa Rica.
Colorado. No.
Not Colorado.
No. Cuba?
No.
No. Where it's where they have coffee. It's where they make coffee.
Starbucks.
No, shut up, Rob. That's not right. I don't remember. But, yeah, I would go down, and what they would do is they would have me, they'd put they put the stuff in the condom.
What?
And then I'd eat a whole bunch of it.
What?
And I could eat more than the girls they used. And because I was a little slow, they let me right through security.
Was it
all the time? I was a mule.
Was it Columbia?
Columbia.
Yeah.
Columbia. That's the state.
Good old Columbia.
That's it, Don. And I was a mule for 9, 20 years or so. I don't know. I was a mule for a long time. One time, one of them broke, and I hit a flight attendant hard. Damn near killed her. Give her right cross, right
Charlie,
to the jaw. Yes, Don?
Seriously.
Seriously. Mono and mono.
What does Santa Claus think of you being a meth dealer?
Probably don't like it too much.
Santa Claus doesn't like drug dealers,
but
Charlie.
I give food to my brother who can't eat him and can't feed himself. So that means it's good, right?
No.
Come on now. You give the food. If you give food to someone who can't make or find food, that's good, right?
You're talking like Larry King, right?
Yeah, I'm talking. Larry King, he's old. He is right? So old.
He's old, right?
Y'all better not cry. Larry King. But he married a young wife, and he had kids. And when the kids are like, even like 10, he's going to be dead.
Charlie, what does Christmas mean to you this year?
Okay. Can I have Christmas music to tell?
Oh, certainly.
I want Christmas means that everyone should gather at the place they're supposed to go to and be nice and what? Then exchange
at your meth lab.
Stop. You're confusing me.
What does Christmas
okay,
mean?
Christmas
to
means everybody should gather at the place they go to and say I love you because you're my friend and my family and I really want you to have a good day. And it's really important because the baby Jesus is not going to blow up the world this time because everything's going to be good. So here's a present because we lived another year, and I want you to have it. And, ooh, yours is bigger than mine. What is it? I don't know. Oh, mine sucked. Yours was terrible. Hey, he got a better one, too. I'm jealous. And that's what Christmas means to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's very nicely told.
Oh, and Santa Claus. And candy, and a turkey.
What about Hanukkah?
And a big ham.
What about Hanukkah? Explain Hanukkah to me.
I don't know no Jews. I don't know any of them.
About Kwanzaa?
Robert told me that's a better holiday than Christmas is.
Really? Hey, Alan Goodman's a Jew.
Oh, that's right. I never asked him about Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to my big supplier, Alan Goodman. Because you, Alan, at this time of Chanukah, are a good man.
Charlie,
I know what you do on Hanukkah.
What do you do?
You light the torch.
The Olympic torch, that's right.
Yeah. You light the torch and then it burns forever. Right?
That's absolutely right.
That's the way it works. And for Kwanzaa is for our black friends that get together and celebrate their holiday. It's Christmas with black people.
It's hip-hop.
Okay. Whatever you say. Hip-hop with black people.
What
and then we have Hanukkah, we have Kwanzaa, and we have Christmas.
For Kwanzaa, you get your Bell Biv DeVoe album out.
I know that. That's an act.
Or Kool Moe Dee.
Why do you call them acts? You were listening to music one time and said, that's a great act. I don't get that. It's a song, Don. It's a song, Don.
Charlie, do I tell you how to make your math?
No, you don't.
Don't tell me how to talk about my songs.
No, though. You don't. Don't step on that thing. Don't step on that. That's fun.
How many days in a row have you gone without sleep?
Oh, man. I swear to God. I don't remember the last time I put my head on a pillow. Huh. I don't know. I really don't. It's been a long time, but I don't require. I don't.
What?
I don't. I don't require the same amount of sleep that other people do.
Why?
Because I'm special that way. You know, like one of the mutants, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've told you my secrets. You know what it's like. You know the movie where the guy's blue?
X-Men?
X-Men. Don't say it out loud too much. I'm like one of them. I'm kind of like one of them. Mm. Chop my hand off, going to grow back. Not right away, going to grow back. Poke my eye out, I'll get a new one tomorrow. Now, you can't keep Charlie Stuang Stabilek down.
Right. As long as
that's
we're
what God
this
did for me to make up for my retardation.
Why did you burn down the orphanage?
Because they were bad to me, the counselors. That's what they called themselves. The counselors, they were bad to me. They said they were taking my temperature, and they weren't. And so, they were putting their things in there.
So you decided to burn down the Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
I got all of the kids out first, but unfortunately the counselors escaped too. but the place was down to nothing.
Matthew it almost made
San
it out.
San Diego with the Santa Ana winds.
Now, is that why Matthew is ailing?
Well, he fell when we were taking him out. Mm-hmm. He was running, and he fell down four flights of stairs.
Four?
He didn't fall. I was helping him because the building was
burning. You helped him down four flights?
We had to get out quick, and he was going slow. So I just get to one landing, and I throw him down. Mm-hmm. Then I get to the next one, and then when I picked him up, it's like picking up a noodle. He didn't have no feeling.
Right.
He didn't have no feeling in his arms, and he couldn't breathe real good.
Older or younger than you?
He's older.
How old is your brother Matthew?
70. He's not much older. He's a couple years older.
You're right.
He's a couple years older, but he breathes now through a plastic thing.
A tube?
Yeah, like in his throat. He doesn't breathe through his mouth anymore. He's got
tracheotomy.
What is it?
Tracheotomy.
Mr. Big Words. Mr. Booksmart, always with the big words. It's a plastic hole in his throat.
Right. You know, Cousin Ronnie could pour oil in there.
Cousin Ronnie. I heard your Cousin Ronnie story. He's dumb, too, like me, right?
Yes, he is.
Cousin Ronnie, put the oil in.
He sells real estate.
That's not how you put the oil in. You lift the car up.
With your hands?
And then you squeeze the bottom. And the oil gets all underneath the engine, and then it makes it run good. Anybody knows that? Everybody knows that ass. F that noise. F that noise.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
I believe in God.
Good for you, Charlie.
I believe in Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
That's good, Charlie.
Thank you.
Who doesn't, Charlie?
Buzz!
I believe
he does it. He's going to burn in hell.
No, I believe
he's going to have little demons sticking him with a fork.
Are you still Catholic?
I'm still Roman Catholic. I go to confession. I tell the priest about the meth.
Don't you speak Latin?
Mm-hmm.
Speak some Latin.
Carpe diem.
Hey.
Et tu, Brute?
Wow.
Don't you go to the...
Caveat emptor.
Don't you still go to, like, the Saturday night all
yes.
Latin masses?
Orthodox Greek.
How many priests... How many...
I go to the Orthodox Greek church.
How many priests...
They have lovely service.
How many times have you been molested by priests?
Oh, my God. I don't even count anymore. I don't anymore. You know, when I was a kid. When I was smaller, and then when I got, I was a man child, so I had grown. I was 6 feet tall by the time I was seven. So the priest, you know, thought of me more as an adult.
Right.
I pray the Stations of the Cross five times a week. I go to confession, and I receive Holy Communion.
Because I'm a Roman Catholic.
Unlike the heathen.
You're a meth head, though.
Well, but that doesn't matter. The church accepts drug addicts. They just don't accept gays. That's what I try to tell all the people. If you have a drug problem, come to the church. Mm-hmm. It don't matter none. No problem at all.
What if you're gay? Don't
I just bought my table for the JB Awards. Wow.
I hope you didn't buy that with drug money.
I did. Mr. Goodman helped me. Uh-huh. Mr. Goodman. I put in 100. He put in the other 4,900. That makes $5,000.
Right.
I'm bringing all my friends. You know who I wish I could sit at the table with?
Who's that?
Snoop! Snoop! I love Snoop.
How do you know Snoop?
I met him.
How'd you meet Snoop?
I met him through your show.
Oh, that's
no, I'm not telling a lie. I'm telling a lie.
How did you meet Snoop? Did you meet him?
I met him through a guy. Why do you want all these names?
Was it a DR?
Why are you jamming me on these names, man?
Was it a DRUG guy?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Snoop be doing that all the time.
He'd
be doing that all the time. I can talk like that.
He'd be
too.
Talking on the chronic?
He'd be talking on the chronic like all day. Hey, Snoop, right on. Get down. Okay, Holmes.
How long does it take
Don't
you...
crowd me, Holmes.
How long does it take you to roll a J?
I can do it with one hand.
Wow.
I could roll. Yeah, if you had some, I could roll it right now. Just give me the papers. Easy water. Zip. It's done.
How come you're so uncoordinated in every other facet of your life?
I am uncoordinated as far as little tiny things, but a joint is so easy. I lick my finger, then I run it along and just twist. And it's like a magic joint comes out of my hand like nobody's business.
When's the last time?
I hung up all my Christmas lights. I'm not that uncoordinated.
When's the last time?
Icicles.
When's the last time you sparked up some skunk?
I don't. I just roll them for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't
touch the stuff. How could I do that?
Never just one with Snoop?
What's the rule, Rob? What's the rule? Don't touch the merchandise.
It's not my rule.
And I don't deal with weed. I deal with meth.
I thought maybe you and Snoop, you know.
The only drug that I'd still do, and I do it occasionally once a week, once, twice a week. It's
what?
The best. Ecstasy!
Really?
Wow.
You ever do X?
I never have. I like pot.
Oh, man, I'm rolling on X.
Huh.
Now? I grind my teeth. I don't have any teeth on the bottom right
look
here.
At that.
All gum.
Hey, how's your buddy Tom Sizemore?
Tom Sizemore's in a joint. He ain't doing too good now. He is gone away. He has. Tom Sizemore showed me his movie that he made.
Oh, the dirty movie.
Yes, yes. And I saw his thing. And he said, that's me, Charlie. And I said, oh, God, you're dirty. And he thought that was funny.
Did you ask him about the Wizinator?
What?
Did you ask him about the Wizinator?
What's that?
That's his fake thing.
Why are you trying to confuse me, Ron?
I'm not at all.
Why you always try to confuse me at
Charlie,
Christmas time?
You have changed since you've become a meth dealer.
Yeah.
Why?
You are, in some ways, you're sharper.
Chill out.
But in other ways, there seems to be a vulgar, almost physical side of you that's coming out.
And also the five-button suit.
Why are you so uptight, boys? Let a man breathe, all right?
Uh-huh. Take your sunglasses off.
I don't want to.
Take your sunglasses off.
All right, I'll take them off. There we go.
Oh no!
Yeah, look at the red circles, huh?
Charlie. Wow!
Yeah, I look like
Jesus
one of those
Christ,
things
Charlie.
You buy in the store.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time, and I decorated my eyes.
Put the glasses back on.
I'll put them back on. There we go. No problem. I got no problem with you. I got no problem with either of you.
Thanks, baby.
Why do you have a problem with me?
I don't.
What I do?
How many beepers do you have?
I got a lot.
Look at that belt.
Look at
I know.
How many beepers do you have?
Hey, look. Just because Charlie's got a little success in life and Charlie's not doing all the odd jobs around, you got to crowd me. I'm getting tired of being crowded.
Hey, why is the man like keeping you down,
Charlie? He's keeping me down because that's what the man does. I don't get that. I just say it. Happy Christmas, Rob.
Who is the man?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know who the man is. He's Chico's friend.
We must
Chico.
Break.
Chico.
When we come back.
You have to play commercials, right?
Yeah, we do. And when we come back, do you want to hear some of the Hamburger James
yes,
story this
Don.
Year?
Yes, I do. It's my favorite Christmas. It's a tradition. I don't know what that word means, but it is a tradition. That's what
True.
You said to me last year.
Okay, you got to be straight, though.
All right, I'll be straight. I'll straighten up and fly right.
Got to be straight.
All right.
Thank you.
No more selling drugs now.
Mr. Walker gave me chocolate. He's a good man, and so are all of you. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. La, 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 la. It's my 67th birthday.
Right.
Where's my 68th?
67.
You know, once you hit 65.
Have you ever.
They all run together.
Have you ever sold anything to Mr. Walker?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Well, I didn't sell. I worked with him. He flies planes.
Yes, he does.
Dude Walker, yes, he does.
He flies planes to places that I go.
I see.
I can't talk more than that.
Right.
Drug runner Walker. Thank you, dude. Why do you think they call him dude? He's the dude. He really is. He wears a bathrobe.
Oh, like the Big Lebowski.
Yes, he's just like that in real life. He comes in and does all this straight stuff for you, but he really drinks White Russians and hangs around with a robot.
You never used to understand the Big Lebowski.
We watch it, Mr. Walker. At his house. Got a big house. Yeah. Big house. Nice studio. Real nice studio he's got. I want more chocolate.
Sure you do. Mm-hmm.
I have attention deficit disorder.
We will be right back, and we'll do as much of the Hamburger James story as we possibly can.
Can I go to break?
Sure, Charlie.
We'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show, and by my math.
This is the Don and Mike Show.